this FIFA. She want me cause she know that I don't need her. I just got some drink and some Khalifa. And your bitch tryna kick it like it's FIFA. I'm a player like I'm FIFA, I'm a kicker out. I'm a player like I'm FIFA, I don't see enough. Niggas say I'm with the action, I'm spinning out. Niggas say I'm eating, I don't eat it out. Pop a perk, I'm super sick. I'm a fucker and a friend. I'm a push up in a Benz, and I'm leaving in a Lamb. She a thotty body, met her in the lobby. Then I call some sloppy, I'm not just anybody. She wanna play it like it's FIFA. She want me cause she know that I don't need her. I just got some dragons, some Khalifa. And your bitch tryna kick it like it's FIFA. Wait, wait. She want me cause she know that I don't need her. I just got some dragons, some Khalifa. And your bitch tryna kick it like it's FIFA. FIFA, 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 FIFA. FIFA, 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 FIFA. FIFA, say she wanna play. FIFA, FIFA, got her in the game. FIFA,
it's fucking Treyway, huh?
Red Star Music.
Yeah, just another Friday night out and I'm headed home. Maybe calling you wasn't right, but girl, I'm wondering something. I got a bottle of wine, I'm about to feel on. Do you wanna come over? You know it's been a couple months since we broke it off, and we haven't talked much, but we're talking now. And I'm just thinking out loud, baby, do you wanna come over? Don't you wanna rock with me, baby, all night? Forget about the clock, we can take our time. Don't you wanna take it slow, go with the flow and the glow of the candlelight? Don't you wanna take it too far with me? Show me what I've been missing in them jeans. Get lost in the touch, light it up. We can start a fire in between the sheets. Don't you wanna, don't you wanna, don't you wanna,
Juicy J.
Don't you wanna be in my custody? You bad and bougie, uppity. You wanna experience this luxury. Put all your faith and your trust in me. Plus you're connected to higher power. All you gotta do is stay in touch with me. I might have tricked it off a little bit, but it don't take that much from me. With your head, that knowledge is power. Yeah. You play that role, you got it.
You got it.
You gotta have an acquired taste. Yeah. Don't you wanna take it slow, cause it's a marathon, not a race, yeah.
Don't you wanna rock with me, baby, all night? Forget about the clock, we can take our time. Don't you wanna take it slow, go with the flow and the glow of the candlelight? Don't you wanna take it too far with me?
I got the roller from out of the shoebox, I brought them back out. I just got through for smashing on two of them, I blew they back out. I'm on a pill, round my top off, I got that Mac out. white. I got a 4.5 for white. I'm in a crack house. You ain't never had to go on no caper. You don't know what them licks about. Finesse the same nigga 3 times, then had to take the plug off. I took the same pill 3 times, I feel like I took off. This my young nigga that grew up in a war zone. He tryna take care of his own family, they putting a lot on him. I'm in Fendi, but my bitch, she from the island. It's extended because these niggas, they been eyeing, yeah, yeah. Before we admit it, we'll get acquitted in the night, yeah, yeah. They gon' pull up on my best, they got a pocket full of rats. I got Miriam, I got Keita, that's my 4th and 5th bitch. They been riding with me from the beginning when I started this shit. I've been lying to them from the beginning, and it's hard for me to quit. I got the roller from out of the shoebox, I brought them back out. I just got through for smashing on 2 of them, I blew they back out. I'm on a pill, round my top off, I got that Mac out. I got a 4.5 of white, I'm in a crack house. You ain't never had to go on no caper, you don't know what them licks about. Finesse the same nigga 3 times, then had to.
Real ones only. Why? Why? Hold up. Don't cry for a nigga,
don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga. Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill the vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't lose yourself down 8 miles.
Nah.
Embody pain with a great smile. Ain't your buddy or your pal, nigga. Only business here, let's be PayPal's. Get in tune with yourself. Gotta change how you live and grind, gotta be prolific. Keep it real with your women, or you better off loving at a distance. Word. Fans fit away with a good J. Keep working on yourself and that's day to day. Got a fresh cut and my bills paid. I guess today was a good day. Most my niggas dead from the hood. Everything new around my hood. Only red and blue around my hood. They never acknowledge when you're doing good. Loved ones always trying to put you down. Bring you to the water to see you drown. Lost contact with most friends. Got the only one I got on speed dash. So don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga. Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get high with a nigga. Ooh. Wipe your tears. I'ma be just fine. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah, good girl gone bad. I'm stuck in the past with my foot on the gas and here reminiscing on these late night missions. Damn. She couldn't wait on a nigga.
Couldn't wait.
How you flaked on a nigga?
How you flaked?
You switched up on me, had big plans. Going with the wind, shit hit the fan. Damn. Day one, homies done changed up. Signs from God tell me to wake up. We used to niggas flopping. And come back when you're on and popping. But that's not how the story go. A new chapter, shit about to unfold. Look, okay. Stack your bread, homie, lay low. No more handouts for these fake bros. Stay dripping, you stay live with it. Back to business, Lord, my witness. Cold nights, we grinding low. Willing, gotta stay persistent. Kick down doors on next permission. Prove it wrong when they doubt the vision. Swerve through traffic, road to riches. Heaven sent it never out to get them. Most of y'all ain't rapping with them. Spit so much passion in it. Yeah, niggas know I'm down to get it. So don't cry for the nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga.
Nah.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get high with a nigga. Ooh.
pray to God for the ones he love the most. Ayy, more blessings, less stress and less stressing. More blessings, less stress and less stressing. Ayy, tough people last, hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Tell him more blessings, less stress and less stressing. More blessings, less stress and less stressing. But
sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with your loving. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with your loving.
Yeah, tough people last. Hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Ayy, more blessings, less stress and less stressing. More blessings, less stress and less stressing. Ayy, tough people last, hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Tell him more blessings, less stress and less stressing. More blessings, less stress and less stressing. But
sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with your
he said he like it wet, air biz, bent over, said he fucked, that's a lie, you ain't gotta lie, Craig, nigga, won't you stop lying, classy girl, but she got that hood in her, can't tell unless she mad that she got that hood in her, she from Brooklyn, best I, be aware it's called Zuidza, paper bunny hopped up, ooh, now he energized, say he in love with that Coco, by the way, her nickname is Coco, I got my white bitch, and she vanilla, Asian bitch, oh shit, then she yellow, got black bitch, brown. Motherfuckers know I run this town. Got my butter pecan, she Puerto Rican. Fuck with my mixed bitches only on the weekend. Small waist, fat ass, with the perfect mix. Small waist, fat ass, no, that's the perfect bitch. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Why you doing it and doing it and doing it well? Like, go Brooklyn, go Brooklyn, go Brooklyn, go Brooklyn. I told these bitches straight up, don't wait up. I see these niggas looking cause they know I got my cake up. Cut a few hoes off, we had to do some pay cuts. I got this one girl, we was more like sisters. We ain't friends, shorty held it down, we more like fam. I'm trying to get by, they wonder why I get high. Cause shit is real grimy when you growing up in Best Style. I'm from the hood where you constantly hear police signs and bullets fly. I said, you would never meet a chick like me. Walking down the street feeling so clocky, a real raw ass bitch. And I ain't talking about when you fuck her in the ass, real raw type shit. Like, ew, you a nasty dude. Little did you know my mouth is real nasty too. Deadly ass whipping, still cooling your career. Let them know that the fucking Queen L was here. Like, ow, I'm the girl that you talking about. Say, do you really think that we could break it out? No, bitch, fuck you talking about. You already know how we get down when you from Brooklyn. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. I've been down for a nigga since I met him. And I try so damn hard not to regret him. Brooklyn girl like me could never sweat him. Go Brooklyn, a go Brooklyn, a go Brooklyn, go Brooklyn. Best Eye, East New York, Bushwick, Crown Heights, Brownsville, Flatbush, Coney Island, Williamsburg, Park Slope. Go Brooklyn, a go Brooklyn, go, go Brooklyn. The borough of legends, man. So many legends. Biggie, Jay-Z, Fab, Lil' Kim, Mos Def, Foxy Brown, Tyler Kwame, Nas, Big Daddy Kane, and Busta Rhymes. Real rap niggas, real rap raw. And I'm next. Yeah, man.
Hey, this is Zebedee J. I'm here with the Purpose Radio Show podcast, and today we have a very special guest with us. We have Eat the Epic, Brooklyn's own, Flatbush's own.
Keep going.
Yes, yes, yes. Say what's up to the people.
What's going
man.
On? What's going on? It's your boy Eat the Epic. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, yes. How are you feeling today? Thank you for coming. I appreciate you giving your time, giving your effort, just being here, your presence. Yes, what's going on?
I feel good. It's raining. I made it out here.
Yes,
me in Queens,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Queens
so we here, though. We live.
We're not in Brooklyn. We in Queens. But
we
here. We made it. It's raining. They said it may be a snowstorm. But we here for the Purpose Radio Show because we got purpose, baby. Okay?
Talk to them.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to get into your name. Is it Eat the Epic or E the Epic?
What you said first.
Exactly.
Eat the Epic.
I figured it was Eat the Epic. So explain Eat the Epic to the people.
So Eat the Epic, that's a funny name, how it came about. Like, honestly speaking, before I figured out that was going to be the name, I literally was like, it's going to be called Unknown Challenger. Like,
that's so a long name.
Yo, it was mad funny. But now, honestly, I took time to think about, you know, what music meant to me,
yes.
What I want to do, who I want to inspire, how I'm going to inspire people. And I feel like anytime you see a movie commercial, you see anything they're talking about, it's epic. Epic films,
exactly.
great. And I know that everything about me has, you know, great potential. Like,
exactly.
My personality, my drive, you know, all my talents that I feel like I'm capable of. So EPIC is what EPIC stands for is extraordinary, pioneer, inspiring culture.
Okay.
All right. And Ether, like, just had Nas, had Nasty Nas.
I was thinking that,
Ether,
yes.
Like, you see, y'all know what I do already.
Yeah.
I know the balls is crazy. So
I was like, is that from Nas, a little Ether saying you Ether?
It's not from, it's not because of Nas, but it's just like, you know, just having that tag name. And even when I was in Kingsborough College, it was a couple dudes who had the name Epic. So I just wanted to put myself in a different lane aside from those guys who probably not even nowhere around to this day.
Exactly.
So Eat the Epics. I'm a spitter. I'm a rapper.
Yourself
like,
from
what
the
I
people,
do.
Yes. So what are some of your inspirations just growing up in Flatbush? Who were some of the people that you were listening to or some of the people that inspired you?
Definitely coming up is definitely Pac, you know, Biggie,
yes,
Hove. Wayne, I still love Wayne. T.I., what you call it? Of course, it was a lot of guys. I was more in like the bar frenzy, like the Cassidys and all those. It was a lot, but definitely the upper echelon that goes from there to now. It was from the Pox, the Waynes, the T.I.s, and some more I'm missing. But now, currently, I would run with, you know, you got the Coles, the Kendricks, the Nipsey, the Meek, Saha. A lot of those guys. I rock with a lot of dope artists out here, so yeah.
Nice. And what would you say it is about them that you look up to? Because a lot of people could say it's music. Some people inspirations are just like their brand and everything that they do with the impact that they have. I know for me that's some of the ways that I look at my inspirations is more than music. Why would you say you look up to those people?
So we could first of all, you know what Pac did. We already know what Pac stood for, and I feel like I know I got that same type of like personality.
Yes, you just said like just for the people.
Yeah, like I'm a people's person. I'm a social butterfly. Like you see me anyway. How we met at the my boys performing at the fashion show.
Shout out to Ralph McDaniel. Hey,
so we was there, and then we just started talking, right? Just started connecting. Cause you thought I was a model. I wasn't.
Yeah.
Everybody think I'm a damn singer, but. That wasn't the case, but the whole thing was like, I just love to be social, love to show love to people. It's always jokes, laughs,
networking,
you know, high energy.
Yeah.
Yes, building the relationships is very important. So I'm big on that when it came to Pac and just like, you know, people's messages, like the Coles and, you know, what he stands for and just being authentic and being yourself and just keeping it realistic and like coming from somewhere, having nothing, getting on, but also changing other people's lives around you and showing them what's more to life than just what we've encountered for the years and years and years. So, and then Nipsey Hussle with the whole marketing, the plan, just the mindset, how to do it right, the right way, independent, get your team right, you know, have all money in, focus on just, you know, presentation and substance and branding yourself the right way. So, and then Meek, you already know what he does. If he was missing right now, that's a chunk of somebody
that's
that offers a lot to the culture, you know what I'm saying,
what
he do for the streets and inspiring these kids out here. So I think that's very big and important.
Yes, yes, yes. When was the first time that you would say you fell in love with music or that you particularly fell in love with hip-hop?
This was since young. All my older cousins and my brothers used to bump music all day, every day. But I grew up in church.
Yes.
Not grew up in church, but, you know, I was singing in church a lot. I was going to
church
almost every Sunday.
Yes.
And I was singing first. I thought I was going to be a singer. That didn't happen. You hear my voice. That was a rap. Literally, like, I could say going into fifth grade is when I just started, like, every day just, like, freestyling, rapping around the classroom. And then, you know, when the grinding beat came out in sixth grade, being in the cafeteria, beat by, you know, hitting the tables. And it just became just, just a love. It just, and then that transitioned into me being in high school, and Sheepshead, rapping all day. Like, I was the jokes. I'm a class clown, but I was still rapping, like, you know what I'm saying? So being jokey, like rapping in the hallways, freestyling at Kingsboro, and it just went from there, and then transitioned to actually going to the studio. So that was like, I just fell in love with it from young.
So when was that moment that you said, or that you felt, that strike the moment, said, you know what, I just got to go full force, I just got to pursue music, I just got to do this. When was that moment for you? When did you decide to take music seriously?
Right after high school. I graduated in 09, shout out to the 09 class, Sheepshead. Graduated.
Sheepshead,
shout out to the Bay. Right after high school, literally, I think probably like a month or two later, just, you know, just saying like, yo, let me take this serious. Like, everybody tell me I should, you know, shout out to bro Manny Blanco, a few people that I was in the school with, people that were just around me. Like, I had, I just felt like I had so much different, you know, talents and personalities, like different styles about myself, that traits I need to just, like, you know, dive into and, you know, test the waters. And then it's something that I felt so much in love with. And I'm happy I'm still pushing 10 years later now, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. So 2009, literally the summer after graduating, going into fall, going into when I went to Kingsboro, that's when I officially transitioned to official artist.
All righty. Do you remember your first song?
Oh, man. My first song ever recorded, I freestyled off the top for, we was going to my man's BAM studio in Sheepshead Projects, literally like 12 a.m. to like 6 in the morning, just going there like 3 days a week. And, he was recording in his crib. I think the first song I freestyled on, because I thought I was OD confident and nice. Yeah. I don't need to rap. I don't need to write. It was on Every Girl. I Wish I Could Fuck Every Girl, the Young Money record. Yeah, okay. We did that. So, you know, when we first come out, we just rapping over instrumentals all day.
Crazy.
I was cool. It was cool. Like, me looking back, I'm going to say it's trash. It was cool. But at that time, I was like,
I was
feeling
myself.
So
I'm like, okay, what?
Yeah, like Young Money was lit at that time. It was early 2010. So, yeah, that's how I felt. That was the first song I officially, like, just got in the studio in the booth and rapped to. But then after that, every Sunday we just going to the studio, whatever beat we was on, YouTube, you know, any industry beats, whatever. Went to the studio every Sunday and just started vibing out.
That's a dope epic.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah,
exactly. That's a dope like routine. That's a dope routine to have, to just like go to the studio and say, we're gonna record every Sunday. We're gonna do this every Sunday. You come up with so much material, and it always like keeps you creative.
I was like something, but I just wanted to find my sound at that time. I know I didn't want to be no rapper just talking about nonsense. I know that wasn't me. I came from too much, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But at the same time, like, I wanted to find my sound and develop my sound and, you know, just have a body of work that stood out. Like, people know, like, okay, this is epic. When you hear that, you know that's epic. So that took me a good while, but it was worth the wait for sure.
Yes, it definitely takes time. If you had to categorize your music, which I hate when people ask me this question, but if you had to like put your music in a box or say what it stands for, what people get when they're listening to your music, what exactly would you say is that feeling or that you would like to give out to people?
I'm gonna recite something Saha the Prince said. I think he did it on Breakfast Club. He said he's like the intel, like, you know how the army base has an intel, somebody that goes into the field and they send back the news or the information back to the base. I'm like that guy, like, you know, for people, you know, I grew up around a lot of people that I used to look up to, and now they see me, they look up to me.
Yeah.
And I grew up around people I used to look up to once again, and then I see them, they look like zombies.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So coming from the hood, coming from the bottom, anybody can relate, but my message is for the people that I gotta go to work Monday through Thursday, or even Monday through Friday, and they have some type of, you know, a message just to carry them through, and they just feel, like, inspired. Like, you might have a shitty Monday, you might have a shitty Wednesday, shitty Thursday or Friday. I may not make the club music, but I got music that could bump in the club, and that's not what my music's for. My message is strictly to inspire, you know what I'm saying? And just to let you know, like, I'm just like you. I go through depression, I go through anxiety. I feel like sometimes, you know, nobody cared about what I'm doing. Nobody, you know, everybody overlooked me as a person, so. And just, you know, everybody got a story. So through my messages, I'm hoping, like, I'm painting pictures for you to put up on your wall. You know, you can have your own canvas because of my words, and just help you get through the everyday life. My music's for everyday life. Yeah. It's just like simple as that.
Relatable to the
super
people.
Super relatable.
And
substance.
To give back. To facts. Have that bumping music where you could ride on a train or you could just ride in your car and you could just really relate and feel where you're coming from.
Facts.
So that's amazing to have. Let's go into some of the music that you have put out. You have your new project. What's the name of the project?
Oh, this album right here. This is my baby. My first ever project was Epic Moments.
Okay.
And I dropped that literally first from all your top of 2014.
I was going to say, because you say you started music in 2009, but you actually started like releasing it onto YouTube and putting out music videos in 2014.
Yeah. So now, soon as we started, we just started dropping music. Like Facebook,
everywhere.
Whatever. Before Instagram came out, you know what I'm saying? I think Instagram came late 2010 or 2011, whatever. It came right after, but it was just a journey. And the funny thing is, we was performing a lot. The squad, like Art Center, different venues. And at that time, I was trash.
Yeah.
But I was trying to make good music. You know what I'm saying? That was my first. Then I, you know, just kept putting out songs. And once we started seeing, hey, let's make original music. Let's get original beats. And you start really seeing, like, okay, this is where I want to go. And you figure out how to just navigate your own lane as an artist, create your sound, work on it. So I officially put out my first project, Epic Moments, top of 2014.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I think it was 12 records, 10, 12 records.
Wow.
I would give it a 5 out of 10. Listening back now.
Yeah.
But I felt so motivated to just keep going.
That's
and really create myself, like build myself
consistency,
up.
Consistency, man. You just got to stay consistent and keep pushing and keep growing. And you'll eventually find that sound. You know when you're reaching. You know when you have it. And it's just an amazing feeling to know that you've got there. So it's all a work in progress. That's what it's about.
It was crazy. It was a lot of dark nights. And I tell people, I don't think you really love this shit if you never cried for this shit. If you never teared, like writing a verse or never broke down while you was, whatever, going over something, or even in the studio, had to walk out for a second, like, and feel like, do I need to be doing this? Like, I've been through that 1,000 times as an artist. So from Epic Moments, finding my sound, working on records after that, putting out singles like She Said, Too Much Soul, Gridonomics. The records, I started getting a real, like, you know, people picking up, all right, yo, he get busy. That's epic, you know what I'm saying? Then coming here to Stepping Stones, which is my debut album. I dropped that in May 2018, and I worked on that for 2.5 years. That's my baby right there. So, and I'm milking it till this day because, you know, sometimes you feel a little bit down because you're pushing yourself on the gram and social media, and you feel like you're not getting the love or the feedback you really feel like you do deserve. But, you know, nobody gonna feel sorry for you. You can't feel sorry for yourself. But you feel good knowing that, look, I went against the grain. I kept going. I kept pushing. I'm going to milk this body of work as best as I can, present it as best as I can, regardless with the lack of help I do have. But, like, this album right here is special. Like, I put, it's like 5 stars on Apple, it's on Tidal, Spotify, everywhere.
Okay.
And I put a lot of work into that. So I'm happy. 16 records, 2.5 years. Yeah, Stepping Stones, that's the album right here.
Yes, it's a quote that I always say. It says, push yourself because no one is going to push them for you.
Correct.
So a lot of times you just got to push yourself. You just got to go hard and just know that everything will follow. The supporters will follow. The team will follow. The fan base will follow. Like, everything will follow and lead into place. You just have to stay consistent, keep going, keep pushing, and know that God has a plan for you.
You gotta let them see the process. Like,
yes.
The real ones know. They know.
The
people
real
who see me grind a few years, they know
it's
what's up.
It's not that easy. The ones that's easily given, it could be easily taken away. But when you work hard for it, when you're really putting in the work, when you're grinding, when you're hustling, when people see that effort and see that consistency, that's when they're like, you know what? Let's give this person a try because they're not going to give up. So we got to let them in. And if not, they're going to just push down the fucking door and take over.
Talk
so
that.
Just keep going.
That's all you could do. That's why I say life course is stay driven.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of that, let's go into the song Don't Cry because I feel like that's a beautiful song that goes into what we were just talking about. You say keep it real with a woman or love her from a distance. That's beautiful because that's real because it's like you either – love someone fully and love them with all of your love, or you leave them alone.
Yeah.
What do you feel about that? What made you write that? And just like about not crying, Perry said, don't cry, get live. Like basically just like stay strong. Like we got this. Don't cry. Dark days will come, but you have to overcome the battle.
Yeah. So just don't cry is more like me hearing from a lot of my close friends. In the past, they were like, yo, bro, I'm sorry for not checking in on you as much as I should. We say check on your strong friends, right?
Definitely.
And it's because they feel like they know I always get through. Hello. I've been through hell yes. Storms, all that already. So I'm still going through
radio,
it. Facts.
Pain is a purpose. Everybody Talk on it. Here has a purpose, has been through some shit, has been through some pain, and they have a purpose. That's why you're on this show, because what you speak is real, what you speak is positivity, what you speak is purpose, and through your music and through your words. And that's yes. why you're on this show today. So I appreciate your comment.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, look, like I said, I had, you know, some dark times, and it's still dark times to this day, but, like, don't cry, like, even, like last night, I was going through it a little bit, just wanted to be to myself, and I just had to, like, you know, tell myself, you know what I'm saying, don't feel bad for yourself, don't feel sorry for yourself, and that's the same message I told to the friends, maybe who don't check in enough, or who feel like, yo, he going through a lot, I hope you all right, like, I'm always going to be good, like, I'm always going to be good, like,
okay.
Until I leave the earth. No matter how hard shit may seem, or even when I'm venting and stressing, I'm not out here killing nobody. I ain't robbing nobody and all that. So I got the right to complain and vent because I'm doing it the hard way.
Yeah.
So if you're doing it the hard way, nobody can't tell you you shouldn't be complaining or some days breaking down or venting. Be human, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't cry. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Stay live. It's just like, just keep that energy for me, you know what I'm saying? When we link up, it's going to be good vibes.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Exactly.
So don't cry for me. I'll be all right. Whether or not you guys are here or not, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
So shedding a tear for me. You only shed a tear if I'm gone. Still celebrate me while I'm here, which is, I got a record down the line. I'm not even going to say the title of it. I was inspired by a lot of things going on now, how we don't show each other enough love.
Okay.
So don't cry is me basically saying I'm embracing the lack of love and support I've gotten. But it's like at the same time, when we around together, just let it be. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to be deep all the time and all that.
Yeah.
Let's just turn up, have a good time. And turn it up, I mean, hit the club and all that. I mean, like, literally, we go up, be in the crib, just chopping it up, bumping music, laughing, be around amongst ourselves, just enjoying each other's energy. You know what I'm saying? So don't cry. It's more like, let me move. Let me do what I do. Don't feel bad for me. I'm good. And the line about keep it real with yourself, with love from a distance, that's like a shaky line. For me and people, I've seen different situations because it's like it's a line being torn with yourself. You want to just stay strong and hang on to something. But at the same time, if you're not right with yourself,
okay.
you need to maybe take a step back and see things to get more clarity. So that even what comes with a woman, come with a family member, your brother, your boyfriend, whatever.
Self-love.
You know what I'm saying? Self-love. So that's a line basically saying, like, keep it real with yourself. Love from distance, take a step back, figure things out, and then you evaluate going forward. So that's what that
One
is.
One of the lies that really spoke out to me was prove them wrong when they don't see your vision or when they doubt your vision.
Yeah.
Like, that's definitely something. Like, you always just got to prove them wrong. Like, not everybody's going to see the same vision that you see. Not everybody's going to see your future. Not everybody's going to see the talent in you. Or sometimes they do and they doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got to do is just continue to prove them wrong, exactly what you said, and don't cry. So that was amazing.
Yeah, prove them wrong. Obviously, it's a line we've heard 1,000 times, but the way I did it in the flow pattern, I really wanted to hit. Like, I call my lines lifelines. I don't really try to go, I got bars, but my bars is more based on the impact of what we've been through in life. Things I know that's going to hit and relate to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, lost contact with most friends. God, the only one I got on speed dial.
Okay,
like,
yes.
You hear that? Like, I know somebody is going to relate to this. So most of my lines is really to impact your thought, your heart, your feelings, and just how your mind, like, damn, he felt the same way I felt yesterday. I was just feeling that. It's not, you got the oohs and ahs. We all want to have the little oohs and ahs. You know, because you're writing, we rapping, be writing. We want to feel good about what you're saying. But at the same time, I really want you to feel almost every line that's in there. If, you know, if I could do that, you know what I'm saying? So it's to move you, definitely.
Yes, and you talk about representing the struggle and representing the people and staying through, like, life courses.
Yes,
like,
how
important is it for you to just overcome your setbacks and to constantly inspire and motivate people?
So life courses, stay driven. That's like my whole foundation of myself, my life, and the brand I want to push out to people, and I'm going to just go so hard with this. It's basically like this life is a drive-through. That's what I tell everybody. This life is like a drive-through, and you're going to meet people, and you're going to go through things along the course. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's good or bad, it's part of the destiny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be monumental to your life regardless, because why? Life is all about experiences. It's all about moments. It's all about memories. And it's all about pain. It's all about love. And it's all about the setback and the get back. That all comes around. So it's just like you go to the drive-through. You might bump into this person. Next stop, you might bump into this situation. So staying driven is being relentless, and, you know, staying in pursuit, not giving up no matter how hard things get on the course of wherever you're headed to. And I always say I'm headed wherever God takes me. Whether you feel like, damn, like, God, like, you love me. Well, why this happened to my friend? Or why this happened to me today? But you got to just trust his plan. He knows who the strong ones are. You know what I'm saying? If you're weak, you got to just double up on yourself, all or nothing. So staying driven is all about just going hard to the point where even if the wheels fall off, you're going to find a way to still push that car. You know what I'm saying? And just staying in full pursuit of your life, no matter how hard it gets along the journey, because these are meant to happen. This is your story. This is your lifeline. This is you trying to get to your finish line. And you got to stay driven in order to get there to see what God had planned for you.
Yes, so
that's what it is.
We're at the end of the road. We done went all the way to the finish line. What is there for Ether Epic? What do you see at the end of the road? What is your goal here? Where would you like to see yourself in, let's say, a year? We're not even going to say 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. We're going to say 1 year. Where do you see yourself?
I see myself really having a bigger impact. And not even just my music, because I feel like I said, in order for us to even probably want to listen to Cardi B, you have to like Cardi B. Yeah. Most people like her.
Yeah.
Put aside the music. Mm-hmm. Most people just want to be around Hov. Some white people probably don't even know what, probably more than two records.
Right.
But they just, that aura, all of us get. If you used to stand mm-hmm. next to Hov, the aura you might get around Cole, the aura you might get around Meek, the aura you might get around being around Nipsey, you know what I'm saying? Or Pac, I want people to love me. I want you to love, you know, the energy I bring to the table, the raw passion I got, the grit, the drive, my personality. I'm a super loving person. I could be with strangers, and then you thought I knew them for years, but I just show love to people like that, you know what I'm saying? So in a year from now, I want to just see myself elevating other minds, other, you know, hearts, and letting these souls know that they can do whatever they want to do. And I'm just working with different tons of kids and different people on different, you know, platforms, just doing so much different things because yeah. When you put yourself in a box, like, I love my music, of course. I want to get on. I don't need a record label deal right now. I just need that machine behind me or distribution yes. so people can see what I'm doing. Because everybody act like they get on by themselves. Nah, it take one person to change your life or change your situation. We all know that. So for me, next year, I would love to see that I'm in a situation to change my family's lives financially, but I'm also changing people. I'm sparking something and kids. I love to build with, you know, the younger yes. ones. And even the older heads, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to be able to continue to change lives, but on a bigger platform.
Yes. And
so everything I'm doing just has to be on the upper echelon going into next year. Simple as that.
Okay.
Yes,
so
yeah.
We have a lot of things to look forward for the next year.
Yeah.
Yes, stay driven, eat the epic, mm-hmm. stay fucking tuned, y'all. Yeah, so let's talk about Blessings. The Blessings interlude featuring Bree.
And Bree.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Featuring Ann Bree. Yes, the beautiful and amazing Ambry, the Blessings interlude.
Yeah.
What sample is that? Because that fucking sample.
SWV.
Yes.
Man, yeah. What? Shout outs to Black Truth and A-Fly
that
by Young Gunners,
is
man.
Amazing.
Shout outs to A-Fly, Black Truth, Ride
Again. With the vocals
yeah, that's one of my
in
babies
the video,
right there.
Okay, check mm-hmm. it out, YouTube. Yeah. Blessings interlude. It's amazing. So let's talk about it. One yeah. of the lines that stick out to me is you say, tough people last. And hard times don't.
Yeah.
Like
that's simple.
That's basically the whole thing of the show. Like yeah, what you've like, been talking about, what you've been speaking. More blessings, less stresses. Yes.
That song is I just wanted to have an anthem.
I was about to say it is like an anthem. It's motivational, it's happy, it's uplifting, it gets you going, you know, you're like
that's
hey.
A morning record, that's
yeah,
your
it's
afternoon,
like
that's the cookout record.
Yes.
And it's just simple, like yo, it's just prayed up. Be staying blessed up,
yes.
raindrops of nothing but blessings coming our way.
Yes.
And one of my guys told me, this young dude, he rocked with the record. He had it playing in front of a church.
Okay.
And the whole church is rocking with it. I wish
yes.
I could find him. I don't know what to do, but I wanted to see the clip
see?
Of that. But
so that show you a whole nother audience.
Yeah,
that
like
you
that's what,
that
you know,
you can
I feel like this record should be bigger than it is right now. Honestly speaking, it just has a super universal effect and appeal
yes.
to me. And I feel like anybody can relate to it. It's nothing that a white person, Asian person, Arabic person, no one cannot relate to what I'm saying.
Yes.
And it's just about just, you know, like I said, just, you know, when that blessings is going to come along, but you have to put in the work.
It's the
and putting in the work
the
is being tough. You know what I'm saying?
It's the marketing. It's the connections.
Yeah.
It's the networking. It's the PR. It's you. It's doing the research. It's like, it's so much that goes into it. It's like, because that's where I find myself at a lot of times. So it's like, yeah, I could do this and I could talk about this, but it's just like everything's out there that we need. And nobody's going to easily give it to us. So we have to, like, really do the research and really, like, go hard for it and, like, really create a lane for ourselves and make a lane for ourselves to where we could be like, nobody can take this away from us. This is what's given. This is what I've got to myself. This is what I've got for myself. And I've made this way. Like, no, they say there is no blueprint, but there kind of is a blueprint.
You and create your own.
Exactly.
It's so different nowadays. You could do that.
With hard work and dedication, like, you could go for it. You can make it happen. So just keep working. Stay consistent. Stay grinding.
Stay
and definitely
driven.
Make it. Yeah, stay driven, baby. You got to stay driven. Is there any, well, you do have clothing, merchandise,
so
shows. You know, we have events that's going on. Stay Driven is connected to event curation.
Yeah.
I know you have your mental health awareness event
that
you have.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Like, that's coming up soon. Tell the people, where can they purchase tickets? Where can they come?
I'm excited. This is the Love
is
Love.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Love is Love Mental Awareness Event, February 9th. For all you guys who are just watching my story and, you know, when it was free, when I did two events in December, and I told people I was going to do these events, did a mental awareness event, and I did a, you know, I just did a party just to bring out people, bring out faces and see the traction I could build, you know, I could build, you know. And, you know, people was doubting it. So I said, okay, 2019, match your own energy. But I ended the year matching my own energy. When everything was free, you know black people going to show up when
right,
it's free.
Right.
So you got to test the waters and put, you know, bet on yourself. Now I'm going to put a price on it. Why? Because I'm putting in a lot to get this going, get it off the floor. Plus, I don't have that much help doing it. Two, it's value what I'm bringing to the table.
Yeah.
And if you could pay $50 for a Soca event, you could pay $50, $80 for a Travis Scott ticket, what happened to your community? What happened to your hood?
Right.
What happened to the same peers you see on the dollar van, on the bus, on the train, almost every other day outside of Instagram?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? So mental awareness event, Love is Love, is simply for us to just have a conversation, have a discussion. It's more like a workshop for us to just speak on things like depression. I go through depression.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
We all go through
what we go through. It's a lot more. It's depression, anxiety, trauma, you know, drug addiction, PTSDs. It's all these things we want to talk on, we want to build on. And I'm not no philanthropist with a PhD. No, I'm not. But I'm just somebody that just want to put something together to build with people and create a conversation. And build that awareness and keep everybody on the ones and twos, knowing what's going on and how we could just help each other. We all peers, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's important to me. And that's why I feel like, you know, for those who do come out and support, we're going to make sure we run the ground up because I'm going to put a lot of energy and let this show. Like, this is super important. I care about my people. I care about my friends. I care about myself. I'm learning more about me doing this. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot to say, okay, I'm going to sit in a room with people who don't know me. And I'm not acting like I know you guys. When you come in, I know the answers. That's not what it's about. It's me saying you're going to come in the room. We're all going to show love, give energy to each other. But it's a workshop. So when we have these different categories and these topics we're speaking on, it's a workshop for you to engage and you speak on how it affects you. You're giving your perspective. That way I can relate and connect to what you got going on and what's been affecting you. It's not like me saying I run the show and I know what's going on. I want to help and create and build a, you know, environment where we all could just vibe in an intimate space and just show love and just keep this going. So that's what it's about. Love is love.
Yes, love is love, because we all have problems.
Yeah.
We all have issues. We all go through things. And just the communities that we grow up in, the communities that we've been accustomed to, we deal with certain things that we shouldn't have to deal with. We deal with certain problems. There's drugs. We have family members that are on drugs. We have family members that are dealing with depression. We know someone that is already sick or may have mental disabilities or disorders. So us ourselves, like, we have so much that we're going through, and we know someone that's going through it. So it's definitely amazing that you're doing this for the community. You're doing this for the people.
Thank you.
You're putting on, and it's a dope event. So speak about the workshop, because I did something similar. Speak about the workshop. What exactly should people expect when they come in? We know that you're going to be talking about everything, but what are the different workshops that you have set up?
So shout-outs to Jambi. She helped me. She was a part of the first one. We named it You Matter, Mental Awareness Event. And what we did, we put together different topics such as social media, family trauma, relationships, finance, success/fear. So we had these bulletins of different topics. And we gave everybody, you know, stickies. And whatever comes to mind, sticky pads, whatever comes to mind when you think of these topics, you write it down, whether it's good or bad. You're going to write your name if you're comfortable writing your name. You put it on the board, and then we'll be going over it, just like a classroom conversation. And then we say, oh, Tamika, how did you feel? So what made you feel when, so she, for, let's say for somebody, I can't think of the name, for social media, somebody put anxiety of not being popular, right? And we all know Kanye bugging right now, right? But he made one great point when he wrote to Instagram. What if you guys delete all the followers people have and likes and keep everybody just on a simple state? It's no followers no more. Yeah. It's basically just you posting your pictures. Why? Because you have people who jump off the bridge, people cutting themselves, people committing suicide, popping pills or whatever because they don't feel like they're special enough or important enough as the next person that's popular on Instagram. You might see this person super live on the gram, but in real life, they hurting. You know what I'm saying? So when we talk about different topics, it's to more to create a conversation and people are engaging now. It went from being a quiet room for everybody pointing, everybody wanting to say something, everybody fired up, laughing, joking, feeling good. But why? Because they feel comfortable expressing themselves. Like me, I know I'm a people's person. So for me to say I want to do this event, if you don't have a personality to know how to engage with people, you shouldn't try things like this.
Right, exactly.
I know what I could do, so I tried it, and it was successful. So the workshop is to really let people be able to feel like, hey, I'm able to open up with people I never met in my life. Mm-hmm. Just like if you went to see a therapist in the group session, it's more therapy with your peers, though. Therapy with your community. Therapy with people that might be going through the same thing as you. You go home feeling inspired. Go home feeling like, yo, I can change my circumstances. You know what I'm saying? So we do private workshops.
Yeah.
We're doing one-on-ones of people who are not comfortable. And then we do record the sessions, but we let people know prior. And if you're not comfortable, just let us know because it's not to exploit you. It's just for promotional, motivational use only that we record the whole session. So basically, like I said, it's a workshop with different topics. We're having a conversation. We're building. We're engaging. I got my boy, shout out to my boy Drew, Chef Drew Andrew, my brother for life. He has his vegan food brand, Veggie Vibes. He will be catering at the event. He was there for the first one, came all the way from Queens. So I'm happy to have my guy in the building with me once again. He will be there February 9th. And we're going to have a good time and rock out. That's what it's about.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Love is love.
That's amazing. Love is love.
Love is love.
Is there anything else that you have, anything that you're promoting, any shows that you got coming on? I know that your energy is amazing when you're performing,
you.
When you're on stage. It's like that crowd participation, the right songs, everything. It's like...
Show-wise, yeah. I'm ready to perform, but it got to be the right show. That's why I haven't been jumping to, like, perform. A lot of these guys don't, all these people. Yeah, we just talked about that. And I saw another artist
like
that I seen
really
complain about that earlier. People don't not put together shows. They complain about what we got to do. The artists do everything. I got to let people remember that. We do everything. We pay for the photographer, videographer, pay for the graphic designer. We pay for this, get the tickets to get people who are going to flop or may not flop. We have to do everything. So when you want to do a show and you don't even bring out people to your own show that you put together,
right,
but you depend solely on the artist, that means you don't have that, bro. You don't have the zest. So think about you trying to do a show venue by yourself or get the right person to be alongside you because you guys got to know how to put together a show. And that's why I'm trying to do my, I'm doing my own events because I want to bring the energy my way. And eventually it's going to be what it needs to be this year. It's going to be. And I just do rock out with my own peers that come out to see me. So I would love to hit the stage. I've just been plotting, working on a lot of new music right now for the new EP, top of the year. Well, it's top of the year now. Just a little spring, I'm coming with some new heat. I got videos coming. I'm working on a lot of, you know, brand ideas. And I'm just here to keep, you know, continuing to build with people. Building relationships is super important. And I realized that more in 2018. So I'm willing to connect with anybody. I just want to, you know, build and just create something from the ground up. That's
definitely
all it's about.
What it's about. That's what I did with just, like, me being an artist and me knowing how artists would like to feel, how artists would like to be treated. Everybody that I collaborate with have to bring something special for the artist, have to bring something great. Like, with me just doing a show, like, with the brunch with Eb, like, I make sure that I have, like, a nice setup for you guys. I make sure that you guys feel special, that you guys feel at home, and that you guys really get what an artist need. I dig into the music, I dig into the lyric, so that you feel really comfortable where you're at. When I do performances and I collab with people that are doing events, I make sure that they have, like, a good turnout and that they're really supplying stuff for the artists, like this event that I'm doing tomorrow. He does this event every last Wednesday in Brooklyn, Linden Boulevard, and he puts on for the artists, and he's just basically, he has this real Brooklyn home thing, and he does this event, and it's really cool, and he has a whole bunch, he makes sure that all of the artists not only get video footage, but they're also getting media. So we're making sure that they have a lot of media at their events and that they having a lot of give back to it so that it's such that you don't feel left out, so that you don't feel like, I'm not really getting anything in return from doing it. So you definitely want to make sure that you collaborate, that you network with those right people. I have a lot of dope opportunities. Like, I didn't even want to be, well, not want to be, but I didn't start out as a radio host. I started as an artist, and then just me doing an interview at DTF Radio and then actually getting on the radio station at DTF Radio, and that's how I started the Purpose Radio Show podcast. So it's definitely important to network and to getting out there. Like me and you speaking, that was networking, because we met at a show and we was just talking, and it was just like, oh, you cool? Okay, cool. And then bam, let's do an interview, and now we're here and we're doing an interview, and it's great. So it's just about networking, but networking with the right people. Like you said, you are a very people person, but you also have to know who's the right person and who's not the right person. You have to be a good you gotta cut motherfuckers off, and you gotta be real serious about your craft and about truth, because you have to love yourself. And with loving yourself is with right letting the right people in your circle and kicking the people out that don't belong. So you just gotta keep going, and with that you'll know the networking, and you'll network into your right team, and you'll network into the right space, and you'll network into the right situation, and before you know it, you're where you need to be. You already know where you need to be. You just have to keep working, keep grinding, and keep being great.
Yes, sir. That's vice versa right there. That's the gospel right there.
Yeah, so let's get into a would you rather. This is a game that I play with everybody. And it's just a quick game of would you rather. So would you rather pizza or wings?
Wings. I would rather wings.
Alrighty. Would you rather nachos or tacos?
Tacos.
Alrighty. Would you rather to stay in or to go out?
I want to do more in life, so I say go out. I'm going to stay in person. It depends, but go out. I'm out. I'm
studio
out.
Or performing?
Studio. No, damn. I say studio. You got to create the records first. Yeah, studio.
Touring? Or home city?
Touring.
So we're going to go into a fuck, marry, kill. We have three people, three beautiful artists. We have Nicki Minaj, we have Rihanna, we have Beyonce. Who would you fuck, marry, or kill?
Marry Beyonce. Wait, what was it? Fuck, marry, kill.
Rihanna and Nicki. Or we could do Rihanna.
Wait, kill, like, kill.
And Cardi.
Like, body her, she's dead. One back. All right. So marry Beyonce, fuck Rihanna. Sorry, Nicki. I wasn't feeling her 2018.
Yes. Make sure you guys tune into the Purpose.
Nicki.
Yes, we violated Nicki. We're going to throw some more people. We're going to do actresses. So fuck, marry, kill. We got Nia Long, Sanaa Lathan, and Issa Rae.
Okay, so, all right. Marry Nia. That's since, like, it's Fresh Prince. Everybody,
hello,
like, loved her.
Everybody's, like, childhood crush.
You see, J. Cole said it.
She did it.
Marry Nia. Damn.
Fucking kill.
Damn. I'm going to go with Sanaa for fuck. And I got to, as much as I like East, I got to
kill Issa.
Yeah, that's the last one. I'm sorry. She be on her pro black. I love that energy, though. But, yeah, you know what? We good. Keep it.
Yes. So if we had to pick three people that you would love to work with, we got J. Cole, we have Drake, and we have Kendrick. And for fuck's sakes, let's just throw. I want to throw somebody that's like fresh and popping in there. Let's throw A Boogie or Davies. Yeah. So we got J. Cole, A Boogie, Dave East, Kendrick, and Drake.
Only one?
Two.
Cole and Kendrick. Go for it.
Bam.
Easy.
Yes.
What was
it?
Cole, Kendrick, Davies, A Boogie. Who else? And Drake.
Yeah.
Drake would probably be the third. Or Davies. Drake would be third.
Yeah. But it was just like I just wanted to like mix it up a little bit. You know, throw a little people in there.
Okay.
But yeah, of course, J. Cole, Kendrick.
Yeah, of course.
Like the top two, and just like, yeah. It works.
But J. Cole got to be number one because I've been following him since 08, 09. So that's off rip.
I've been following J. Cole. That's like my favorite person
that's
ever.
That's off rip. So, yeah. And then Kendrick come right after that.
Yes. This is the Purpose Radio Show podcast with Ebony J. So if you had to say, what's your purpose?
Oh, yeah. I figured out my purpose. I think that 23 is to love and inspire.
Yes.
Simple as that. So
to love and inspire.
So basically,
love
yeah.
is love. You see, love is love. He just throwing out love. The event is out. Everything is love.
Stop lurking yes. on my page. Support, man. Come out. It's for yourself. It's not just for me. It's not about me.
Yes.
It's not. It really isn't. I don't get no points for this. I just want everybody to have a good time and really go home. Maybe you might. As the first event, people was tearing up. People were shaky. My mom's pulled yeah. up. She got me emotional. She was tearing up. A few of my friends was there tearing up. It was a lot of laughter. There's a lot of joy, too. So
beauty.
It's beauty. It's beauty in the struggle. It's beauty in everything we're doing out here. So I feel like, you know, like I said, for those who are sleeping on what we're doing out here, it's not about us. It's not about us individually. It's about us as a whole. So if you're going to keep sleeping and keep watching what I'm doing, please unfollow me.
Wake
don't
the
need.
Fuck up. That's what
oh,
he's
yeah.
saying.
Oh, I can talk
if
my
you
shit.
If you're going to be sleeping, yeah, okay. wake the fuck up.
Heard you.
Set your alarm clocks, okay? Because it's time. All right? It's time. Okay?
You hear that energy? That's what we need
that's
out
that's
here.
What he was saying.
She matching energy right
you know,
now.
You know, sometimes I'm chill.
I wasn't expecting that, but
yes. So that's basically what he's saying, guys. It's time to wake up, support each other. We have to support each other. Like, a lot of people say, like, you have to work not from the ground up, but from where you're at. You have to work in your area,
yeah.
in your circle of people, in your network, because sometimes you can't get to those people, or sometimes it's not your time to work with those
shout
people.
Shout out to my guy, Clay. Sorry
okay.
to cut. Shout out to Clay.
Shout
you know what I'm
Clay.
Saying?
Hey,
community
Clay.
Leader, fitness trainer, barber. He always, you know, giving me advice. That's the OG, big,
yes.
you know, it's the uncle right there. And he's,
life.
Yo, that's my guy. He's
wise.
Been always looking out for me with the space, venue, anything I need. And he's big on the community. So as soon as you said that, he came to mind.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody that's been building me in 2018 that supported my last few events. And we got to go up. It's only one way to go, like, you know what I'm saying? So
it's only one way to go, and that's only up.
Love is love.
Okay.
We're going to go with the Chardonnay, though. Look at her trying to get me dressed.
Not really. But it's there. That's for, it's for the artists. It's for the people.
I say, first and foremost, just check on your strong friends.
Definitely.
Check on your weak friends.
Definitely.
Even if it's some family members you don't really talk to like that, just, you know, send a text like hope all is well. That's like my signature, like,
yes.
text. I just show
that's
love.
Yes.
That's how you send my blessings to people. And,
even the motherfuckers that don't deserve it, you just still got to send it.
Yeah,
out.
Like, I don't hate nobody. I don't care what happened. You know what I'm saying? Love is love. And I just tell people continue to just, like I don't care what you do in this world. If you work a 9-to-5, if you don't want to work a 9-to-5, if you are creative or you have that creative blood in you but just didn't tap in yet, tap in. Like Hope said, everybody got their own genius, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wanting to let everybody know who's been supporting me as an artist, you know, my brand, everything I've been doing. I appreciate you. I thank you. Just know I'm not stopping. Whether or not you continue to be there and see what's going on, it doesn't matter. I have to inspire people before I leave this
yes.
earth. Like, that's just how I feel. I got to motivate the next person. So, Love is Love event, mental awareness event, February 9th. Link is in my bio, at EtherEpic, E-T-H-E-R-E-P-I-C. We have other events coming up. New music is on the way.
Yes.
New videos is on the way. We
yes.
here, we pushing life course and stay driven.
All righty. Stay
Ebony
driven.
J.
EtherEpic. Ebony J,
yeah.
the Purpose Radio Show
Talk
and podcast.
Them.
What the fuck is your purpose? My pain and the purpose, baby. Whatever you're going through, whatever you've been going through, just make that your purpose to inspire you to be great and to overcome. Turn pain into purpose always. Ebony J, the Purpose Radio
Hold
Show.
Up.
Yes, eat the epic. Hey, hey,
thank
hey.
You, thank you.
Bam.
Real ones only. Word. Word. Hold up. Don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill the vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't lose yourself down 8 Mile. Nah. Embody pain with a great smile. Ain't your buddy or your pal, nigga. Only business here, let's be PayPal's. Get in tune with yourself. Gotta change how you live and grind, gotta be prolific. Keep it real with your women or you better off loving at a distance. Word. Fans fit away with a good J. Keep working on yourself and that's day to day. Got a fresh cut and my bills paid. I guess today was a good day. Most my niggas dead from the hood. Everything new around my hood. Only red and blue around my hood. They never acknowledge when you're doing good. Loved ones always trying to put you down. Bring you to the water to see you drown. Lost contact with most friends. Got the only one I got on speed dash. So don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill the vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga. Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill the vibe, get high with a nigga. Ooh. Wipe your tears. I'ma be just fine. Yeah. Yeah, good girl gone bad. I'm stuck in the past with my foot on the gas and here reminiscing on these late night missions. Damn. She couldn't wait on a nigga. How you flaked on a nigga?
How you flaked?
You switched up on me, had big plans. Going with the wind, shit hit the fan. Day one, homies done changed up. Signs from God tell me to wake up. We used to niggas flopping. And come back when you're on and popping. But that's not how the story go. A new chapter, shit about to unfold. Look, okay. Stack your bread, homie, lay low. No more handouts for these fake bros. Stay dripping, you stay live with it. Back to business, Lord, my witness. Cold nights, we grinding low. Willing, gotta stay persistent. Kick down doors on next permission. Prove it wrong when they doubt the vision. Swerve through traffic, road to riches. Heaven sent it never out to get them. Most of y'all ain't rapping with them. Spit so much passion in it. Yeah, niggas know I'm bound to get it. So, don't cry for the nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga.
Nah.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get high with a nigga. Ooh.
Real ones only. Burn. Burn. Hold up.
Don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga. Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill the vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't lose yourself down 8 Mile.
Nah.
Embody pain with a great smile. Ain't your buddy or your pal, nigga. Only business here, let's be PayPal's. Get in tune with yourself. Gotta change how you live and grind, gotta be prolific. Keep it real with your women or you better off loving at a distance. Word. Fans fit away with a good J. Keep working on yourself and that's day to day. Got a fresh cut and my bills paid. I guess today was a good day. Most my niggas dead from the hood. Everything new around my hood. Only red and blue around my hood. They never acknowledge when you're doing good. Loved ones always trying to put you down. Bring you to the water to see you drown. Lost contact with most friends. Got the only one I got on speed dash. So don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga.
Nah.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get high with a nigga. Ooh. Wipe your tears. I'ma be just fine. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah, good girl gone bad. I'm stuck in the past with my foot on the gas and here reminiscing on these late night missions. Damn. She couldn't wait on a nigga.
Couldn't wait.
How you flaked on a nigga?
How you flaked?
You switched up on me, had big plans. Going with the wind, shit hit the fan.
Damn.
Day one, homies done changed up. Signs from God tell me to wake up. We used to niggas flopping.
and come back when you're on and popping. But that's not how the story go. A new chapter, shit about to unfold. Look, okay. Stack your bread, homie, lay low. No more handouts for these fake bros. Stay driven, you stay live with it. Back to business, Lord, my witness. Cold nights, we grinding low. Willing, gotta stay persistent. Kick down doors, don't ask permission. Prove it wrong when they doubt the vision. Swerve through traffic, road to riches. Heaven sent it ever out to get them. Most of y'all ain't rapping with them. Spit so much passion in it. Yeah, niggas know I'm bound to get it. So don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga.
Nah.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get high with a nigga. Ooh. For the ones you love the most, tell them more blessings, less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, less stressing, less stressing. But
sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with your loving.
Hard times though. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Ayy, more blessings, less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, less stressing, less stressing. Ayy, tough people last. Hard times though. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Tell them more blessings, less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, less stressing, less stressing. But
sometimes it's so hard.
Keep raining down.
Sometimes it's so hard.
Keep raining down.
Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with your loving.
Real ones only. Burn. Burn. Hold up.
Don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga. Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe. Get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't lose yourself down 8 Mile.
Nah.
Embody pain with a great smile. Ain't your buddy or your pal, nigga. Only business here. Let's be PayPal. Get in tune with yourself. Gotta change how you live and grind. Gotta be prolific. Keep it real with your women, or you better off loving at a distance. Word. Fans fade away with a good J. Keep working on yourself and that's day to day. Got a fresh cut and my bills paid. I guess today was a good day. Most my niggas dead from the hood. Everything new around my hood. Only red and blue around my hood. They never acknowledge when you're doing good. Loved ones always trying to put you down. Bring you to the water to see you drown. Lost contact with most friends. Got the only one I got on speed dash. So don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga.
Nah.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get high with a nigga. Ooh. Wipe your tears.
be just fine. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah, good girl gone bad. I'm stuck in the past with my foot on the gas and here reminiscing on these late night missions. Damn. She couldn't wait on a nigga. Couldn't wait. How you flaked on a nigga? How you flaked? You switched up on me, had big plans. Going with the wind, shit hit the fan. Day one, homies done changed up. Signs from God tell me to wake up. We used to niggas flopping and come back when you're on and popping. But that's not how the story go. A new chapter, shit about to unfold. Look, okay. Stack your bread, homie, lay low. No more handouts for these fake bros. Stay dripping, you stay live with it. Back to business, Lord, my witness. Cold nights, we grinding low. Willing, gotta stay persistent. Kick down doors on next permission. Prove it wrong when they doubt the vision. Swerve through traffic, road to riches. Heaven sent it ever out to get them. Most of y'all ain't rapping with them. Spit so much passion in it. Yeah, niggas know I'm bound to get it. So don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga.
Nah.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get high with a nigga. Ooh. Less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. But
sometimes it's so hard.
Oh,
sometimes it's so hard.
I heard him say.
Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with
blessings.
Your loving. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill
tough people last, hard times dope. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Ay, more blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. Ay, tough people last, hard times dope. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Tell them more blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. But
sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with your loving.
Real ones only. Burn. Burn. Hold up. Don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga. Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't lose yourself down 8 Mile.
Nah.
Embody pain with a great smile. Ain't your buddy or your pal, nigga. Only business here, let's be PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tough people last, hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Ayy, more blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. Ayy, tough people last, hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Tell him more blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. But
sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with your loving. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with your loving.
Yeah, tough people last. Hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Ayy, more blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. Ayy, tough people last. Hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Tell him more blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, more blessings. Less stressing, less stressing. But
sometimes it's so hard.
Keep raining down.
Sometimes it's so hard.
Keep raining down.
Sometimes it's so hard. But you fill me with your loving.
Real ones only. Burn. Burn. Hold up.
Don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga. Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't lose yourself down 8 Mile.
Nah.
Embody pain with a great smile. Ain't your buddy or your pal, nigga. Only business here, let's be PayPal. Get in tune with yourself. Gotta change how you live and grind, gotta be prolific. Keep it real with your women, or you better off loving at a distance. Word. Fans fit away with a good J. Keep working on yourself, and that's day to day. Got a fresh cut and my bills paid. I guess today was a good day. Most my niggas dead from the hood. Everything new around my hood. Only red and blue around my hood. They never acknowledge when you're doing good. Loved ones always trying to put you down. Bring you to the water to see you drown. Lost contact with most friends. Got the only one I got on speed dash. So don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga. Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get high with a nigga. Ooh. Wipe your tears. I'ma be just fine. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah, good girl gone bad. I'm stuck in the past with my foot on the gas in here reminiscing on these late night missions. Damn. She couldn't wait on a nigga. How you flaked on a nigga?
How you flaked?
You switched up on me, had big plans. Going with the wind, shit hit the fan. Day one, homies done changed up. Signs from God tell me to wake up. We used to niggas flopping. And come back when you're on and popping. But that's not how the story go. A new chapter, shit about to unfold. Look, okay. Stack your bread, homie, lay low. No more handouts for these fake bros. Stay dripping, you stay live with it. Back to business, Lord, my witness. Cold nights, we grinding low. Willing, gotta stay persistent. Kick down doors, I'm next permission. Prove it wrong when they doubt the vision. Swerve through traffic, road to riches. Heaven sent it ever out to get them. Most of y'all ain't rapping with them. Spit so much passion in it. Yeah, niggas know I'm bound to get it. So don't cry for a nigga.
Don't cry.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride for a nigga.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get live with a nigga, yeah. Don't cry for a nigga.
Nah.
Just ride for a nigga.
Just ride.
Don't worry about a thing. Don't kill a vibe, get high with a nigga.
Just keep this surrounding.
God for the ones you love the most. Ayy, more blessings, less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, less stressing. Ayy, tough people last, hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Tell him more blessings, less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, less stressing, but. Hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Ayy, more blessings, less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, less stressing, less stressing. Ayy, tough people last, hard times don't. Every day you pray to God for the ones you love the most. Tell them more blessings, less stressing, less stressing. More blessings, less stressing, less stressing. But
sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard, but you fill me with your loving.
Real ones only.